Welcome to the third episode of Piston Hearted Talks. This is one show where we get your favorite bikers and adventurers all around the world and ask them wacky questions.
Kitna deti hai?
In this series of 7 episodes, our third guest on the third episode. I'm so happy it is third episode. I mean, I did do 2 interviews already. Okay, anyways.
Hey!
So in this series of 7 episodes, our third guest is this one guy who took his bike to such places in Bangalore, which later became one of the best riding spots on weekend for all the riders around Bangalore. The guy who took his bike to explore, which is one of my favorite things to do. And that's the reason I adore this person. And there are a lot of people who like this guy's videos on YouTube and this personality. Introducing GoPro Man. Oops. Okay, he's not GoPro Man anymore. Introducing Anni Arun. Anni. Welcome, Anni, to Piston Hearted Talks. Without further ado, let's get on to the first question for you. Okay, if you guys are follower of Anni and if you guys know him very well, you know that he loves this one drink a lot. Okay, before I say name of the drink, comment below and tell me what that drink is. So, the first question to you is, how is toddy made?
Such a toddy, one of my actually favorite drink. You know, like the nowadays the people say the go local. So this is a local drink, which is very famous. Somewhere, I mean, here in Mangalore and like many of the southern parts, and the toddy is actually made. There are like 2 types of toddy. One is actually made from the coconut and one from the palm tree. I think you can see there are some palm trees on the back. The palm trees nowadays, like, it's not available much, so usually you get coconut. The toddy made from coconut. So it's basically, you know, they extract the sap from the coconut tree or from the palm tree, and then it has to go through a fermentation. Like in the morning, if you drink, it's like sweet and it's nice to drink, but it won't be like an alcoholic drink in the morning. And when they actually extract it, and later on, during the day, it gets through the fermentation process, and the more alcoholic it will be.
We call it toddy in Maharashtra, but in South we call it toddy. To give you guys one of the insiders, toddy is one of my favorite drinks too.
It's really nice if you actually eat it with, you know, the fish curry and or fish fry or chicken sukka or anything like that. It's really a favorite drink of mine. I don't really drink that much alcoholic beverages as such, and but anytime I come to Mangalore, I'll always make sure I'll have one or two drinks.
Anni didn't just give us the way how toddy is made, but also gave us the right chakna which goes with it. Yeah, next time you have toddy, you have to try it with
the fish curry, fish fry, chicken sukka.
The second question for Anni is, the first bike which you ever rode, and give us a small story about your bike.
The first bike, that would be a TVS XL. That was, there is a funny story about it. It's actually one of my friend, we kind of actually traded so that, you know, I get to ride his bike. So that was the first time I actually rode the TVS XL. And the trade what I did was actually, I mean, he wanted a Blue Film CD, so I actually gave him the CD, and in turn actually he gave me his bike so that I got to ride. So it was actually funny, I mean, but he's a nice guy, and even back then actually we on that TVS XL we did some in search of unknown lands, you know, going
TVS XL. Okay, this is one moped scooter bike which I always wanted to ride, and I once went to TVS showroom to just ride that bike, and it is amazing to ride. And this is for sure a very classic first ride story. I don't know what else to say. Just like, okay, third question. Can you rap? If not, just sing a song for us. But preferably, I want you to rap.
Rap? Hell no. Like, I mean, I probably have like listened to some, but I could never do it. And just singing a song, even that is like, you know, if you Gaurav, if you really want to keep your subscribers, don't make me sing. Like, seriously.
You know what? I wanted Anni to sing a song. I mean, I asked him this question because he looks like a very seedha sada guy. And I wanted him to rap to get this other side of him out. But, you know, he did not do it. But we know now, after the second question, how much seedha sada guy Anni is.
Blue Film CDs.
So let's leave that. Question number 4. This question is actually for Bhanu. So I want Bhanu to come on camera and show us how does Anni Arun behave when he gets angry. I mean, when you look at him, he doesn't look like a person who would ever get angry. So Bhanu can be the best person who can tell us.
So how do I behave when I get angry?
You go silent, you don't talk. And if I do something, you'll get irritated so easily. You'll get irritated, you'll scold me, and then I'll get angry. That's all. End of story.
Super.
That was Bhanu's answer when Anni Arun was standing in front of her. Now, this is the actual answer.
He acts like a mad dog, actually.
The final question for Anni is, if you guys know Anni, you would know that he is an electronic and communication engineer. Fifth question is, your theory of communicating with aliens.
In my lifetime, at least that should happen. That there are like a lot of these crazy things are happening in 2020, so there might be chance that, you know, in our lifetime at least something like that contact can happen. So one of the really impressive thing which I've actually seen in one of the movies and from one of my favorite author is from Carl Sagan. So there is a movie called Contact. So that is the movie, entire movie is all about like the alien technology, or the aliens are actually making a first contact with the Earth, and that was actually really well made. I mean, I wish it would be something like that. That they will actually elevate you to their technological level and then, you know, make the contact. Could be. I don't know. I mean, there are like a number of reasons. There is a chance that, you know, aliens could be living with us. I don't know. I'm to be honest, I'm actually really, really fascinated. I mean, it's always like anytime, whenever I hear something like, you know, even a closest news, anything that is related to that, I get really excited.
ये स्टार्स?
हाँ, मेरे पापा बहुत बड़े साइंटिस्ट थे। वो तारों में रहने वाले लोगों से बातें क्या करते थे?
Okay, so that was Anni Arun, the AKA GoPro man, and thanks a lot for coming on the show. It was great connecting with you, and for sure knowing this other side of you, which I know that not much of people know. I mean, you seriously traded. Okay, let's not talk about it. We'll talk about this when we meet. Moving on to motorcycle news. I know I'm interested into knowing more about EVs, electric vehicles, and how they are going to be. But this is recently what I read about this new company called Emula. It's a concept electric vehicle, and it is going to emulate a proper petrol motorcycle sound. It is going to have all those sounds. It says something like this: the electric bike is set to recreate the exact engine, exhaust, and mechanical sound that a regular motorcycle would produce. So I think when you take this bike to your mechanic again, your mechanic is for sure going to tell you tapets pe thoda problem hai, tapets ka thoda awaaz aa raha hai.
Bruh.
Final segment of our today's episode, that is quote of the day. Today's quote of the day is, recently came across one of these amazing quotes in Wings of Fire, which is biography of Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. If you want to leave your footprints on the sand of time, do not drag your feet. On this note, all your piston hearts out there, don't be an oil can. If you guys like this new series which I'm making, do share this with your friends, man. New to the channel, please subscribe.
तो ये बहुत मुश्किल नहीं है क्योंकि रॉयल एनफील्ड मेरा दिल है, मुझे बहुत पसंद है, ये मेरा फेवरेट मोटरसाइकिल है क्योंकि ये बहुत सबसे अच्छा है,